Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this moment. We pray, Father, that you give us your word, the bread we need, the light on our path. Glory be to your name. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord be with each of us, amen. We read the word from Psalm 78. We are going to read verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth and in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things that we have heard and known, that our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord, and his might, and the wonders that he has done. Second reading from 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1, I'm going to read 14 and 15. The first Timothy. I start with 13. Though formerly I was blasphemer, persecutor, an insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Then the last reading is Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to read verse 17. Philippians 3. Paul says, brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. Amen. That is the word of God today. Today I tried to become a child, but it's very difficult, as you can see. I'm not a child, I'm a Sunday school teacher. And the word of God today is going to be addressed to us. I don't know whether it will be addressed to us as children, or I don't know whether it will be addressed to us as fathers and mothers, or as children of Sunday school. But as you know, the Bible says that we are all children. If you read 1 John chapter 3, The first verse, the Bible says that, see how the Lord loves us, that he calls us children of God. So the word of God today will be addressed to you as adults, as fathers and mothers, but also as children. I'm going to start the sermon by telling that the theme today is your household, your discipleship class. So if you want to make disciples, you start in your household. That's the word of today. And I'm going to start with two thinkings. The first thinking is from someone called Diane Jordan. Diane Jordan is a lady from France. So listen to what she said. She said, like a flu, it is within the family that faith is most easily transmitted. Like flu. Maybe in Congo we should say like Ebola. Like Ebola, if you want to transmit Ebola easily, go in your household. It is in your household that Ebola can be transmitted easily. So Jordan is calling us to transmit our faith in the household like flu. Keep it in mind. The second thinking is the thinking of a child. They asked the question to a child and said, tell us, between Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which is the gospel you love much between those four gospels? And the child said, I love nothing, but I know that they forgot to write the gospel according to my mother. He said, that is the gospel I love much. The gospel according to my mother. The way my mother translates the gospel into actions, into saying, the way she cares of us, that is the gospel I love much. It's not about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But what I love is the gospel according to my mommy. Keep it also in your mind when we are thinking about this text. In the biblical perspective, when you read the Bible from Genesis to the end, you find that faith must be transmitted from generations to generation. From Abraham to Isaac. From Isaac to Jacob. And from Jacob to the 12. So that the way the gospel and faith must be transmitted from generation to generation. If you don't believe, let us start with Genesis. And I know that you know the story of Genesis 6, 7, 8, and 9. That is the story of someone called Noah. Noah received a message from God, and God told him that I have decided to put an end to the human race. The human race, I will completely destroy them. They are violent. And today, I will destroy all of them. But you have been chosen. And the Bible says that God told him and asked him to build an ark, a boat. It was not only a theory, but it was the life of Noah. Something he did in the presence of his sons. You know the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and the three daughters-in-law. So the way Noah is building the boat, the way he's facing mockeries, entering in the boat, experiencing the flood, going out of the boat, offering sacrifice, that is life. He is not teaching sermons, theory, but he is living a story. And the witnesses are the sons of Noah and the daughters-in-law and his wife. So Noah is living a story which can be told. And the good storytellers are the children of Noah. He translates the way he believes the word of God into actions. And it becomes the life which can be told. So the faith of Noah is transmitted to children. That's the first example I can give. Then the second example is the example of Abraham himself. Abraham and Isaac. You know that story, how Isaac lived in the house of his father. Imagine this day, Isaac and Abraham going on a way to Moriah because they go to offer a sacrifice. And on the way, you can find that Isaac, this is not the first experience of Isaac. He understands very well what they are going to do. That's why he can ask the question to his father, Daddy, we are going to offer sacrifice, but where is the lamb? Because he understands. This is not his first experience. I want to see the lamb. And the faithful father, Abraham, responded, God will provide. Yes, and then they are in Moriah, and the lamb is not there. Then Abraham said, it's you who is going to be sacrificed, to be slaughtered. Then on the altar, ready to be slaughtered, Isaac listened the father talking to the angel. That is not only theory. He is living the story, listening the father called. That today we have understood that you fear God. And then, see behind you, you will see the lamb. You will see the ram. And when Abraham looked at the bush, then he sees the lamb there, ready. And the Bible says that he gave the name to the place and called it God Provide. That is a true story. And Isaac will not forget it. Because it is not only reading the Bible, but it is living and translating the faith you have as a father into actions. And the witnesses are children. So they can tell the story. They cannot forget. They lived it, so they can also tell it to their children. And then faith is translated. Let us come back to what we read in Psalm 78. That things we have heard from our parents, our ancestors, we are called in turn to fulfill the same role of faithfulness to those who will succeed us. They are also required to do the same with their descendants, and so on. This means that the vision we have today for our family, the vision you have today for your children, is beyond the 20 years or maybe 10 years or maybe 18 years you are going to spend with them. That vision must go far beyond the time you will spend with them and affect future generations. But now it depends on what you are going to do today to affect the future generation. What are you doing today? And what are you saying today to your children? What are you sharing with them which will affect the future generations? When you read Deuteronomy chapter 20, chapter 6, verse 20 to 21, the Bible says that in time to come, your children will ask you, why did the Lord our God command us to obey these laws? Then tell them, we were slaves of the king of Egypt, and the Lord rescued us by his great power. With our own eyes, we saw him work miracles. So what the Bible is asking to us is just sharing the testimony of what we have seen God performing in our lives. And the testimony here is, we were slaves. We were sinners. We were slaves in Egypt. But God rescued us. I think the question today is, do you have a testimony you can share with your child, your son and your daughter? The problem today is that people, or especially parents, they worry. They don't want to share their testimonies. They think that their testimonies are so bad to be shared with children. And then they hide them. They do not share them. But according to Deuteronomy, we will tell our children that we were slaves. We were slaves. That is a dark testimony. But now we are not slaves. We have been rescued. When you read the Bible, you find that the story is clearly known. The story of Noah. You know the story of Noah after the flood. It is written in the Bible. The story of Abraham, it's clearly written in the Bible. The story of Saul is clearly written in the Bible. There is another bad story, the story of Judah. It is clearly written in the Bible. But these people were transformed. When you read the place we read in 1 Timothy chapter 1, then Paul is saying, I was a blasphemer. I was a persecutor. I was a sinner. He's telling this to his son Timothy. But today, I'm not a blasphemer. I have been transformed. I am different. So I can share my testimony that I am different. We were slaves, but today we are not slaves. Our children must know that. You may try to hide this, but the story, the history is stubborn. These people will know it. They will end up knowing your story if you do not tell it to them. So Paul is telling his story to Timothy and tell him, I was a blasphemer, I was a persecutor, I was a sinner. But today, I am different. Do you think Isaac did not know the story of his father Abraham? He clearly knew it, because Ishmael was there. So he knew that his father, Abraham, had a son with a slave, Hagar. So the story was clear. You know the story of Judah. Judah, the son of Jacob, he had twins with the wife of his two sons, Tamar. So the story of Judah is clear. He may try to hide it, but children will know it, unfortunately. So you may try to hide your story, but unfortunately children will know it. So the better thing is to tell them. That's why Paul can say, I was a blasphemer. 1 Timothy chapter 1. I was a blasphemer. I was a persecutor. I was a sinner. And even when he finishes the verse, he says, but Jesus Christ came to save us. And I was the worst of them. But I'm different. And when he writes Philippians chapter 3, he says, then you can imitate me. Because I'm not that person, the blasphemer, the sinner, and the persecutor. But I'm a transformed person. And when you read Philippians chapter 3, he says, then you can imitate me. We will not imitate that person, that blasphemer, no. That persecutor. But we imitate Paul, the transformed parent. Then today we can imitate him and be different like him. So that is what the Word of God today is telling us. That we must be those parents to be imitated. But if you want to be imitated, then you must be transformed and different parents. You must translate your faith into actions so that one day your children may tell your story and say, the gospel I love much is the gospel according to my mommy, to my mother, the gospel according to my father. I can imitate him. So what are you doing today? What children can imitate. The way you read the Bible can be imitated. The way you pray. The way you give offerings. Your hospitality. That is the gospel you have to live in your household. You remember Luke chapter 15. The story of that guy, the lost boy. He was far from the father and the mother, suffering, sinner. But he remembered that his father is different. And he said, I'm suffering today. But I know that my father is a good person. I will go back to my father. Because if he says that I will be a servant, I know that my father is good. I will be in a good condition than this. So even that lost boy, far from the father, he still knows that the father is good. So he can even tell the story of his father, where he is living far from him. So those who are going to tell your story are children. They are living in your household. They are seeing what you are doing. They are seeing the way you behave. They know it clearly. They are witnesses. So the word of today, which is addressed to us as children of God, asks us to take our household as a discipleship class. Then the word of God will not only be read in our household, but it will be translated into actions which can be shared as stories by our children. May the Lord bless his word. Amen.
Thank you so much, Dr. Muyo.